Hi, welcome to the Trots Talk podcast for this Wednesday, March 8th. Simon Harrison with you. Amanda Rando, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Simon.
Right, hey, let's firstly reflect on the Carnival of Cups meeting from Wagga Wagga last Saturday night, and it was a double to Jack Traynor.
Yeah, it sure was. Jack had a fantastic week in the sulky. He brought up his 200th winner at Menangle, career winner at Menangle last Tuesday, and then headed out to Wagga and won the Wagga Derby and the Wagga Oaks with Blake Fitzpatrick's horses, Maxentius and She's Sugar Sweet. So, certainly a great night for Jack Traynor. And the main race, the Wagga Cup, was won by another Sydney sider with Shane Sanderson and Chris Geary winning with Chantrey.
We had Jack Traynor on Pacing Rewind on Sunday morning, and I must admit I didn't realise how young he was.
Yeah, he's only 22. He's a Kiwi. He's been here for a few years now. He formerly worked with Crandall Getty, so he's had a pretty good upbringing. And then he came to Australia, first started working for Shane Tritton, then worked for Kevin Pizzuto, and now he's working for Blake Fitzpatrick. So, I've interviewed him recently, and he's pretty keen to stay in Australia. He loves it, which is great to see.
So the Carnival of Cups will head to Young Saturday night, which we'll touch on shortly, Amanda. But first of all, Menangle, they'll be racing Friday nights for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, so the next 3 weeks, the main metropolitan meeting for Menangle will be on Friday afternoon as opposed to Saturday nights, which they did this last year as well. So just for this month of March. And this Friday, they've got a pretty strong card, and it's headlined by the Group 3 Garrard's Horse and Hound Ladyship Pace. Odds are open for this race as well, and the market's fairly open, Simon. The favourite for this race is Sapria, and she's currently around the $4 mark, and she's drawn in Barrier 1. And there's some new mares from Victoria in the field that are now with New South Wales trainers, including Picabello, which is now with Kerri-Anne Turner, and Brighty Valentine, which is now at Darren Hancock. So it'll be interesting to see how they go. The horse I like in the race, Simon, is Helen's Bonus for Blake Fitzpatrick. She won quite well last start, and she's drawn wide in 10, but she's good value as an each-way bet. She's currently around the $7.50 mark.
Okay, so that's the Ladyship Pace this Friday night at Menangle. And then across to Saturday night, the Carnival of Cups will head to Young, the Cherry Capital, and feature racing at Young this weekend, the Young Cup, the Derby, and the Oaks as well. And just having a look at the Derby, firstly, we've got a $1.60 favourite in a stride.
Yes, we sure do. So, it's a pretty good field. As I mentioned, those horses that won the Wagga Derby and Oaks, Maxentius and She's Sugar Sweet, they'll be out at Young as well for the Young Derby and Oaks, respectively. And, Craig Cross trains astride, and Luke McCarthy will be driving it. And, $1.60 is quite short. He's drawn well. And in the Oaks, we have Don't Think Twice, who's dominating the market too, isn't she, Simon?
At $2.25 there for Don't Think Twice. How do you think those ones from Wagga Maxentius and She's Sugar Sweet will go at Young this weekend?
Yeah, look, I think they should go quite well. I listened to Jack Traynor on Sunday's Chasing and Pacing Rewind, and, especially Maxentius, he really likes the smaller tracks, and so I think he'll be well suited. And, we saw what She's Sugar Sweet did at Wagga. So I think, they're definitely in the races with a chance. The Young Derby in Oaks, so is a lot stronger, I would say, than the Wagga races last week. But, they're still in there with a chance.
And it looks a strong Young Cup on Saturday night. Yaya's Hotspot, of course, coming through some of the big group ones, including the Miracle Mile, has been posted the $2.20 favourite ahead of Spammy Days at $3.20. So that's a terrific race.
Yeah, it's attracted a top field, and it's a Group 3 race as well. I actually spoke to Shane Tritton, who trains Yaya's Hotspot, yesterday, and he actually said the horse has come through the Miracle Mile in great shape. So he finished second to Lenny the Shark in the Miracle Mile qualifier, then finished seventh in the actual Miracle Mile. But, Shane said the horse worked the best he's ever worked yesterday morning, and he believes the horse will be really hard to beat on Saturday night. The stable is out for redemption as well, Simon, with Yaya's Hotspot. They finished seventh in last year's Young Cup, but Shane said last year the horse was wearing a hood and got really fired up because of that. And since then, they've removed the hood and the horse is much more relaxed. So they're expecting a pretty good run from him.
So would Yaya's Hotspot be your pick in the Young Cup?
You'd think by the horses he's been racing, Australasia's best horses, Lenny the Shark, Lazarus Smolder. He should certainly run a good race, but then you can't underestimate, a horse like Chantre, who's been, super impressive in these cup races. And you've also got Express Stride in Barrier 1 for Craig Cross and Luke McCarthy. He, a bit disappointing last start, but his form prior to that was really strong. So, it's certainly not a one-horse race, but I am expecting good things from Yaya's Hotspot.
And the other good thing at Young this Saturday night, Amanda, is their initiative to raise money for motor neurons and prostate cancer.
Yes. They've come up with a fantastic initiative. So any horse that carries the number 4 saddle cloth that finishes in the top 3 placings on Saturday night, so that's first, second or third, the Young Harness Racing Club will donate $500 to those charities you just mentioned, Simon, and Harness Racing New South Wales will match that as well. So essentially $1,000 per race could be raised for those charities. So, it's a fantastic initiative. They picked the number 4 saddle cloth because that's the same colour as what both these charities sort of go by, and of course the Team Till promotion will still be on as well, and Harness Racing New South Wales and the Young Club has agreed to donate a further $500 each if the place getter of a number 4 horse happens to be driven by a female. So yeah, plenty of money for the charities on offer on Saturday night.
Oh, that's fantastic. And just on the Team Till month, we're coming to a close. Is next weekend the last week?
This Saturday night is actually, so it's all winding up this Saturday, March 11, for Team Teal. I know there's a massive meeting down in Victoria at Melton, Duncan McPherson, who's one of the men that's behind this Team Teal, he puts on this big night at Melton and actually has a mare's race named in honour of his late wife, Lynn McPherson, who passed away to ovarian cancer. So, since February 1, the lady drivers across Australia have been wearing teal-coloured pants to raise awareness of this ovarian cancer. And, each time they've won, money has been donated to the Women's Cancer Foundation. And yesterday morning, there was 246 winners nationally, and just under $100,000 has been raised for the cause. And that doesn't include other sponsorships that some of the lady drivers have accumulated in this time as well. So that dollar figure could be significantly higher, because I know plenty of the girls across Australia have really rallied behind this cause, and so have, many associations and whatnot as well to donate money. So, we had a few more winners for Team Teal yesterday as well to add to the tally. So 7 meetings to go now in New South Wales for the 2017 promotion. So, certainly some more dollars for a very worthy cause.
Yeah, let's hope we can get a few more dollars in the bank then before it wraps up on Saturday night. Righto, Amanda, is there anything else that happened throughout the week?
Yeah, look, I was going to touch on when I was talking about Shane Tritton before, when I was speaking to Shane yesterday. He had a few runners at Bankstown on Monday, and he walked away, him and Lauren walked away with a double. But one of those winners was a horse, a new horse for the stable called AFL. And Simon, this horse won by more than 40 metres, and the stable seems to have big plans for the horse. They're aiming him at the carousel. So he's a new one on the rise, and obviously we've got plenty of new two-year-olds coming through now. We've got the breeders, the Bathurst Gold Crown, rather, coming up at towards the end of this month. So, plenty of nice new young horses coming through the ranks.
Okay, I look forward to watching the progress of AFL. Good on you, Amanda. It's always good to talk to you. Thanks very much for your help, and we'll catch you next Wednesday for the podcast.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks, Simon.